Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan
Pappenhausen. Here's Cleary from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight. For Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. With the Melbourne Storm playing in another grand final this week, there's obviously a lot of success stories to come out of this side. I mean, you have a look over the last few years, they've never really signed an established star. They've had a heap leave. I mean, you look over the last decade, Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk, Greg Inglis, you know, Ryan Hoffman, Israel Folau, had all these absolute sensational stars. You even go to like Brett White, Mick Crocker, all these incredible talents, Marika Korobidi, I could name them forever, and they leave as absolute stars, and they never seem to sign established stars. I mean, they signed Josh Adokar, you know, he'd only played a handful of games, Tigers didn't want him. They signed Jerome Hughes, he's floated around a heap of clubs. Brandon Smith, sitting up there in North Queensland playing 20s, not really getting a shot. There's just so many I could name for you, and the one, on a personal level, the one that stands out to me is Branko Lee. Now, this is a guy, you know, I've all had big raps on, and I saw him probably 6 years ago playing for Canberra. It would have been 2014, maybe 2015. As soon as I saw him, I thought, fuck, this kid has got so much ability. He is so dangerous with the football in hand, and he just never quite kicked on. He was playing down there in Canberra. He was doing okay. Then he got brushed from there. He went over to Canterbury. I think that was 2017. He had a really good, strong season with Canterbury. Yeah, out on their right edge. He was just producing try-assist after try-assist and terrorising them. But the one problem he had, and he's always had this issue in his game, is defensively, he hasn't been able to read a game for shit. And as soon as he signed with Melbourne, you know, I watched him go up to the Titans and I thought, fuck, this isn't the system he needs to be. And he did all right at the Titans, didn't overly excel. When he played, he was playing well, but still a lot of defensive issues. He signed with Melbourne. Well, actually, he signed with the East Tigers first up in the Queensland Cup. And they're obviously the feeder team to the Melbourne Storm. And those that follow my Instagram page, you'll know that on that day, I made a big deal out of it. I said, Branko Lee signed with the East Tigers. They're under the Melbourne Storm umbrella. I think you'll see Branko Lee in purple very soon. And you watch what Craig Bellamy's able to do with him. Sooner rather than later, he ended up being in their squad. He was in their preseason camp. He went on their army camp that they do, and I was a bit worried about him getting through that. Obviously survived it. Impressed Craig Bellamy enough to eventually get a spot in this side, and he really hasn't looked back since. Now, every time I post about him, everyone tells me he can't tackle for shit, and that's fine. Yeah, I can cop that on the chin because he has defended poorly a lot of the time over the years. But you could not watch that game on Friday night against Canberra and tell me that Branko Lee hasn't improved out of sight. On the biggest stage of his career so far, Craig Bellamy does it again. He gets the absolute best out of a footballer who no one else has been able to get the best out of. His defence the other night was simply incredible. Marking up against Jared Croker, he just made him completely irrelevant. Some of the reads he did on Jack Whiten were sensational. I loved the game that Branko Lee played the other night. It's the sort of footy I've been waiting to see out of him for 5 years. This guy's got all the ability in the world. He just needed to be in the right system. He's finally landed in the right system, and this week he plays in a grand final. A sensational story. A bloke that's never given up, just kept trucking along. There was a heap of times where you would have thought, fuck, this bloke's career's over. He can't make the Canterbury team. He can't make the Gold Coast team. Now he's playing the grand final for Melbourne. A sensational story. I'm hearing he'll play for Queensland in a few weeks. Obviously, their stocks are pretty low in centre. But I'm telling you, don't underestimate this guy. If he pulls on a maroon jersey and Wayne Bennett can get the best out of him, he will terrorise any centre marking up against him. Don't underestimate Branko. He is one hell of a handful. And I'm tipping Wayne Bennett will get the very best out of him at the Origin Arena. Keep an eye on him in this grand final. It's going to mean a lot to him. He's going to really rip in. I'm really excited for him. Cannot wait to watch him play. Well done, Branko. Well deserved, brother.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.